like to invite the children forward for a children's message. And maybe my confirmands can come too. Did you know I was going to ask you that? Good morning, Conrad. Good morning, Calvin. Hi, Maddie. Hi, Maddie. And I think these are Maddie's cousins coming. That's okay, I understand. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're all doing okay. Well, I wanted to talk to you about a kind of a churchy word that we use, mercy. You know, sometimes when you all come up here, we talk about some of the different things we do in worship and why. Like one Sunday we talked about, why do we stand up when we read the gospel? It's because we recognize that Jesus is present in the reading of the gospel, and so we stand to honor and give respect to Jesus. Well, one of the things that I have been wanting to talk to you guys about is, why do we sing the Kyrie? And why is it even called the Kyrie? And it all relates back to that churchy word, mercy. So in the gospel lesson this morning, the men who came to Jesus cried out, "Lord, Master, have mercy on us." And although we say that word a lot in church and we sing it a lot, although when we do the Kyrie eleison, we sing it in Latin, but eleison is mercy, it's kind of hard to define, and we don't exactly know how to do that. Well, God is merciful. We believe that to be true. But this is what mercy means in Scripture, and as it relates to who God is and the way that God acts in the world. Mercy is steadfast love and kindness and God's generosity and God's compassion and God's faithfulness and God's loyalty. And I think part of the reason that we have such a hard time defining mercy and talking about it is because it's such a big concept that we can't just put it into a few words. But if I had to put it into a few words, I would say that mercy is completely undeserved kindness and God's tender-hearted compassion. And still, in just a few words, that's a big concept. But I especially wanted to talk about it because those lepers ask God for mercy today, and every Sunday we sing the Kyrie. So Kyrie means Lord, and eleison means mercy. So every time we sing Kyrie eleison, we're asking God to have mercy. And partly why we're singing the Kyrie version that we are is because all of the different things that we're asking God to have mercy on, I think, are some of the most significant things in our everyday lives. We ask God to have mercy on our friends and our family. We ask God to have mercy on our praying and our playing. We ask God to have mercy on the world. And we ask God to show us mercy and to use us to show God's mercy to the world. And so because those lepers were asking God for mercy today, I thought this might be a good day to talk a little bit about mercy. What it is, it's God's kindness and boundless, tender-hearted compassion. And so, one, we sing that and pray that on Sunday, but you can pray this any time of the week. God, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. And even though we may not fully understand what mercy is and we can't necessarily describe it or talk about it that clearly, God knows. And I think that's a very faithful prayer that God would love to answer. Do you have any questions about mercy? No? Then let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. Thank you for our church. Thank you for your mercy, which is your tender-hearted compassion. And even though we don't fully understand it, we thank you that you give it to us anyway. Help us to show your mercy,
to ourselves,
others, and the world. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go back to your seats.